Jokes came in from all over America today and yesterday and the day before. I've been gone for a few. We've got jokes from Warren and daughter Mary on their way to school in Mount Prospect. We got that I'm dressing joke, and if told it before, it's a good one, kids. So thank you for that, and do send more. We also got jokes from dear husband Ray, Mike Gleason in Merrimack, Wisconsin, sent us a joke. And Kathy Zottman in Columbia, Maryland, wrote, I love speed jokes, and I'm really glad you repeat them at 11:38 so I can catch any I may miss. So far, she writes, my record is fly joke, check. German square root joke from last week, check. Cheddar cheese joke from last year, nope, still don't get it. On my Facebook page, WGN King John, a discussion of these jokes might help you, but we don't explain them here. Craig in Libertyville, thanks for the joke. Merci, Celine, we got your joke. Hallie in Cary, Illinois, and Georgianne Butterfield sent us one. And Nick Shepard, who is the Director of Land and Facilities for the Boone County Conservation District. Thank you, sir. Here we go. Well, my wife's kicking me out because she's fed up with my South American animal puns. Okay, I said, I'll pack up my bags. I love eye jokes. The cornea, the better. It hurts me to say this, but I have a sore throat. A man was admitted to the hospital after swallowing 6 plastic horses. His condition has been described as stable. I asked my doctor if I'll live to be 100, and he said, well, it depends. Do you smoke or drink? And I said, no. He said, do you drink soda or greasy foods? I said, no. He said, do you go to parties and stay up late? And I said, no to all of that. And then he said, well, why do you want to live to be 100? What's the point? I just sold my homing pigeon on eBay for the 22nd time. I used to hang out with a couple of guys, and we'd wear jackets with no sleeves. We were the best of friends. Another new book is out, How to Stop All That Arguing by Xavier Breath. And I don't know if you guys have read Ending School Truancy by Marcus Absent. Wait, there's more.
I was going to say, is that a connection to the last week's joke?
The Demise of the Family Farm by Empty Barnes. I went to my proctologist but forgot my wallet. I said, I'll go home and get it. And he said, don't worry. We accept payment in arrears. That's a proctology joke. Well, this is a bummer. A movie theater near me finally opened back up, and then they got robbed of over $20,000 worth of merchandise. The thieves got away with 5 popcorn soda combos and 3 boxes of Raisinets. What do you call a cow with no legs? What do you call a cow with no legs? Vicky?
No idea.
Edit. Newsroom.
Ground beef.
Ground beef is incorrect, but close.
Wait a minute. I thought the question was, what do you call a moose with 2
What
legs?
Did I say?
You said a cow.
That's right. Okay.
He was distracted by me working.
What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef is correct. The new joke is, what do you call a moose with 2 legs shorter than the others?
Nope.
Mussolini.
Mussolini. Mussolini. I had a bad dream last night. I dreamt that Gloria Gaynor died. Oh, yeah. And I woke up to find her ghost standing over my bed. Well, you can only imagine how I felt.
Oh, no.
Here it comes.
First.
At first I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
I had my jammies on and I started disco dancing after a while.
Thinking how you
and I invite you to do the same, unless, of course, you're driving. Oh, if I only had a silk parrot shirt on right now, I would be in my best form. What was the name of the disco I used to go to as a kid? It was at the Louis Joliet Mall. No, it was at the Jefferson Square Mall on Jefferson Street in Joliet. It was the Something Fox. I know that.
You went to a disco as a kid?
I was just old enough to wear a parrot shirt and get into a disco. And we'd drink cocktails with straws that we didn't understand, and we would dance to songs like this. And it was the Something Fox, as all discos were called.
Oh, you've talked about this before.
No, I'm trying to remember what the name of it is.
Is it the Groovy Fox?
It wasn't the Groovy Fox, but...
Velvet Fox?
Get Down and Boogie Fox?
All right, you guys aren't going to help me, and I'm going to move along. It's 9:40.
Fancy Fox.
We're done now. It's 9:45. Send your best jokes, please, to John Williams at WGNRadio.com, and share them with your friends, WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.